Say goodbye to the hassle of lodging tax compliance with Avalara MyLodge Tax. MyLodge Tax simplifies managing short-term rental taxes and licenses. Let Avalara handle your lodging taxes so you can focus on what matters most, providing exceptional guest experiences. Visit MyLodgeTax.com to learn more. Welcome to another episode of the VRMA Arrival Podcast. I'm Alexa Schlosser, editor of VRMA's publications. And here with me today is Will Perry, CEO and co-founder of Altitto. I hope you enjoy our conversation.
My name is Will Perry, and I'm the co-founder and CEO of Altitto. Altitto stands for A Life That I Dream Of, and we are a hospitality-focused property manager in the short rental space in Western Europe. We're in about six countries now: UK, Portugal, Italy, Spain, France, and I've been doing this since 2015.
Yeah, can you tell me, I guess, how you got into it?
Sure. I didn't have any history in this sector before, so it was brand new. In fact, for those who do know my story, slightly quirkily, I was making apple juice before.
Really?
Yes. With the same business partner who I set up the property management business, which is probably a reflection of how well the juice business was going. But we used to make juice. I had a few other jobs along the way, some more serious than the juice business. And then we were looking at the property market in London, which was particularly hot around then. You've got Airbnb on the rise, and people weren't really sure what to make of it. Obviously very disruptive. Some people loved it, some people really didn't love it. But it was clearly a niche for operators like us to pop up, and we were one of many which did pop up at that time. So we started like everyone with a couple of properties from your sort of friends and family network, and we started a short-term rental business called the London Residence Club, or LRC for short, and we were a high-end property management business based in Central and West London. So that's when it all started. You'll probably wonder, where did Altitto come in? Well, started that in 2015, and in 20, yeah, through various twists and turns along the way, as we grew organically, we decided to do a merger in 2019 to form.
Yeah, I understand it was a four-way merger. Is that correct?
That is. Yeah. I hadn't heard of such a thing before.
Or since. Me either.
But I've lived to tell the tale, so I can recommend it. It's quite unusual, mainly I think because finding four different sets of founders who are willing to take on that kind of risk and can sort of line everything up. I think anyone who's been even through a bilateral deal process will know the complexities of legals and getting everyone to agree. So we were pretty pleased to be able to, and proud to get that over the line, and it made a bit of a buzz at the time in our industry. And crucially, you know, from mine and my business partner perspective, it took us from a very London-centric small independent business into suddenly a kind of cornerstone business in Western Europe, which was a lot more interesting to the market, I'd say. Yeah, that was 2019.
Yeah, well, I guess that's a good segue the fact that Altitto is the largest property management company in Europe right now. And obviously the merger to create it was part of that success. But how has the growth been since that happened? And I guess what's been the trajectory since that, 2019?
So first year was very good. I mean, it was messy, as you can imagine, trying to sort of stitch four companies together. You've got all sorts of legacy issues of different cultures and different technology and just different ways of doing business. So, our first objective was to try and get out of those silos. But then on the growth side, we had 2019 was a great year for the short-term let market generally. And we had a really solid year. And we were, revenue terms, just a much bigger business. And then we had, having come together as a four, our plan was, we'll consolidate these markets and done a merger. We were looking at raising capital partly to acquire competitors, but we at that stage we were just growing organically. And then obviously COVID derailed most of those plans. And then it was about keeping the lights on. So sort of good 2019, very tricky 2020. You know, some people in the short-term let industry were delighted with their 2020 and 2021 because all this staycation stuff, but being in urban areas, that was more problematic for us. Mm-hmm. But we kept at it, kept the lights on, and then in 2021 we went back to that to look at, well, where could we get capital to help us grow? Mm-hmm. And that's when we came across a company in adjacent space, in the co-living space, a residential operator in Milan, in Italy, who was known to our Milan partner. And they, through, again, quite a long deal process, came in to help grow our business. And we actually merged slash acquired by that business. And so then our growth really took off. So that brings us up to 2022. So last year, and we had capital for the first time. We were growing strongly organically with a bigger marketing budget. So we never really used to spend anything on marketing. It was just about delivering a good service, word of mouth, referrals, that kind of thing. Now we started spending quite heavily on marketing, and we acquired some smaller businesses. So, and I think there's a bit of a snowball effect generally in life, as in business. You know, once you do one or two things well, and there's that network effect, then people begin to notice you, and you just keep that going. So we've, you know, essentially that's what I've been doing for the last 8 years, and it's just got, the order of magnitude has just got greater mm-hmm. and greater. And that's where we are today.
Yeah. I mean, that's a great story. I imagine there's complexities involved with being in various regions. I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about what that's like, and, you know, with Altido managing multiple countries, multiple properties,
yeah,
markets.
We could talk about that for days. And I don't say that to put people off doing it, because I think it's a great thing. But there was a certain irony about, I think the UK left Europe, or left the EU, in 2019, and we went into Europe as a business. And I was a strong, I'll be a bit political, I was a Remainer. I wanted to stay as part of the EU. And I must say, there were times as I went through the merger process and started working with other countries that I began to sympathize more with the Brexiteers. And that's, I'm sure my colleagues would take that in good, in good natured terms. But it's the nature of us. You know, we are all different. Mm-hmm. Even you guys across the pond are a bit different from us over here in the UK. And linguistically, obviously, with the countries we were working with Portugal and Italy, there's language barriers. So you don't know sometimes whether you're not seeing eye to eye because you haven't understood each other, or mm-hmm. is there something else going on culturally? We work with a lot of Italians, great people, but they like to do a lot of business over dinner and a drink. So it's, you know, it's lot. There's lots of little things like that. And then that's to say nothing of legal jurisdictions, regulation, ways of working. You know, the Portuguese work in a very different way to the Scots. Mm-hmm. So that. For me personally, it was a massive journey to just acknowledge that rather than get annoyed by it. and you've got to start trying to play to your strengths. And so it took us time, but we, you know, having done that now for the last few years, I think we're in a much better place. We understand each other better. We've had time to bed in. But I wouldn't want to bring on too many new countries now, because it's hard work, and you do have to sort of get past that first bit. But once you do, it's great. And being an international business, the benefits of that in terms of your positioning mm-hmm. and what you can do in the market and the cross selling and all sorts is a real win.
Yeah, that makes sense. I want to talk a little bit about different trends that you're seeing in, you know, probably all the markets, but just in general, I've heard a lot about extended stays and kind of how that's gained popularity as a trend in this industry. And if that's impacted Altitto at all, or how you guys are thinking about this trend, and does it change the way you guys operate at all?
Yeah, that's definitely been a big buzzword since COVID, really. And I know for Airbnb particularly, you know, that was a massive thing for them and still is. You know, they clearly saw the potential of that and capitalized it on over COVID. And now it's, you know, it's one of the ways in which people have changed the ways in which they move around and the way they live and the way they work. And it's something we're still getting to grips with, but it's certainly a part of our present and could be an increasingly big part of our future. And what I mean by that is the types of inventory we take on, we are more aware of whether that's going to be suited for this extended stay market. Because an extended stay is fantastic for us when anyone in a short leg game who has managed, you know, back to back one night, two night, three night bookings knows the pain, both mentally and financially and of operating in that way. You're opening yourself up to a lot of variables, whereas if you're able to get a decent guest in that secure revenue, one check-in, the guest gets familiar with the property, you've got less touch points with them once they're sort of settled in, you can sort of forget about some properties for a while because you know X is in there for 2-3 months. So we love a good booking, a good longer booking, but you've got to have the right property for them because, you know, a corporate coming for 2-3 months and then, you know, there's a problem with the shower or the Wi-Fi's gone down or this, suddenly that what was a really nice looking booking is becoming a real pain or a real headache for them and us. And so when I mentioned the inventory thing, it's about getting, the way we've approached it is started taking on these multi-unit blocks where you've got a bit more standardization in the whole building. Mm-hmm. So I'll give you an example. We've just taken on one in Westminster in the heart of London, 17 flats in the same building, brand new. It's got workspace in every flat, so a desk in every flat. And they all have similar feel, look and feel to them. And so there, that's a really interesting thing because a corporate can come in and maybe there's a few of them who need to stay. Maybe they're coming for a month and then they want to come back and they can't come back to the one they stayed in because there's someone there, but it's okay because we've got one above rather than having fragmented inventory like we also do, which, you know, is a bit more of a lottery. Like a corporate might go to one house and like it, but not like the next. So we're definitely building a business around that. And I think I've touched on it briefly, but the overall business that we're now part of and a new brand, there's a plug, an exciting new brand is about to be launched in October of this wider group, means that we're well equipped to service people for one night if they want to come and stay for one night, or if they're looking for a year. We've also got co-living situations in a lot of our cities as well. So I guess the, you know, as well as extended stay, the buzzword is flexibility around that stay. And we're not there yet, but we're positioning ourselves to offer that flexibility.
As a vacation rental property manager, managing lodging tax for each of your properties can be a daunting task. The complex regulations and constantly changing rules can take up a lot of your valuable time and resources, especially if you manage properties in different locations. With Avalara MyLodge Tax, you can put those worries to rest. Our cutting-edge MyLodge Tax solutions automate the entire tax process, from obtaining licenses and permits to ensuring you have the proper tax rate to filing and remitting payments. Plus, our system will tell you which taxes your vacation rental marketplaces are collecting and remitting for each of your properties. This means you can say goodbye to worrying about over or underpayment and enjoy the peace of mind that comes with knowing your taxes are being handled correctly. So why wait? Visit MyLodgeTax.com to learn more about how Avalara can simplify lodging tax compliance for you.
Right. Yeah, that's clear. Other trends in, I guess, the use of technology and how that's shaping how, you know,
we all do business, I guess, but specifically within property management, do you leverage technology to, you know, streamline your operations or enhance the guest experience? Or, you know, a lot of people are using AI now for descriptions on their website of properties. I'm just curious what Altito's use of technology looks like right now and maybe how you envision it looking in the future.
Yeah, I think the future is a really important point there because we do use lots of tech within the business, most of it off-the-shelf technology. So, but it's amazing how you've, in the past 8 years, watching the journey of the suppliers out there, how they've improved and matured and developed. So there's some really quite good tech out there. But I would say why I think the future is interesting is where we've got to at the scale we have, the number one thing that we've been trying to do is, can we operate at this scale and deliver a minimum threshold? Mm-hmm. And the minimum threshold is, you know, is it easy for the guests to book for us, check in, they've got everything they need from the basics. So the hot water works, the Wi-Fi works, they can contact us quickly if they need, it's clean, and they can check out, and it's a smooth process. And, you know, you can get to that stage at one property or 100 properties, or whatever, but maintaining it at scale is not straightforward. And so we're constantly looking at just that, just making sure we continue to solve that problem, because it's easy to let that go. Mm-hmm. And that then hurts you quite badly. But then the exciting thing with all this tech, and you mentioned it, you know, AI and other technologies out there, is then what you can layer on top of that to really actually make yourself stand out as a kind of unique experience and business. And that's definitely an area we will invest in heavily in the future. And I think we will be, you know, there aren't many companies like us, you know, there's only a handful of us operating at this scale. So some of the things we can do offering to our group of consumers is not the same as if we were that independent business back in the day, but just based in London. So yeah, we are looking at that very carefully at the moment. There's a few bits of technologies we are working with to try and improve that guest experience. We already have done some things, you know, the guest has a guest portal. They're able to buy various add-ons, which are more hotel style experiences, whether it be fridge filling or airport transfers or a tour or whatever it is. So we are offering that. But there's some cool stuff coming out, which I think will enable us to go further.
Yeah, that's great. I imagine there's different, or maybe you could tell me, that are you able to use the same technology in every market, or are there different kind of regulations or availability? Or, you know, I imagine you'd probably want to use as much of the same technology as you could throughout all of your properties and regions, but I imagine there's some limitations there.
Exactly that. Yeah. We try as much as we possibly can. And, you know, I mentioned about legacy technologies, you know, we were weaning ourselves off in some areas, the technology that had been in place in a particular country. And it, you know, that's not easy to then switch it to the overall directive from the group. We've got quite far along that process, I would say. So the core technologies are pretty much used in all areas. The uptake sometimes is a bit slower in some countries. But there are some stuff you cannot change. Often, as you say, around regulation, whether it's, you know, in some countries you've got to report every guest that's coming in, or there's a tax to pay, and so you need a specific piece of technology to sync with the local jurisdiction there. So there are things like that. And on the finance side generally, actually, you know, just working with the local accounting systems, is you do have to have some more bespoke stuff. But generally I would say the core stuff we're offering is pretty standardized. And that's, you know, has the obvious advantages. But one thing I haven't spoken about, which is kind of a key part of our journey, is we operate in terms of the properties we manage in the countries I mentioned, but we also have what we call a central office in Bulgaria on the Black Sea. So we have about 100 staff there in one office. And, you know, when you're talking about technology in different countries, it's just as much as possible as you can standardize it, then the easier it is for all those staff who are working in Bulgaria, but working across all those countries. And so them to be able to log into the same systems makes a massive difference. And that's been a key part of our scale journey, I would say, which in the early days made us stood out relative to competitors. Nowadays, there's a lot of companies doing offshoring in some way.
Sure. So we, you know, we've touched a bit on regulations here, and obviously there's the big elephant in the room of the kind of short-term rental ban in New York City, for example, and obviously throughout a lot of the United States, there are a lot of regulations and scrutiny from local communities. Curious how much you're feeling that in Europe. I imagine it varies by region, but what are your overall thoughts about this sort of intense scrutiny that we're seeing?
Well, I guess if we go back to that four-way merger, one of the reasons why when we were weighing up whether it's a good thing or a bad thing is diversifying your portfolio is also diversifying and spreading your risk. Yeah. And I think that's definitely getting proven with what's happening in regulation over here. So you're right, there's different forms of regulation in all of our markets and it's constantly changing. The most recent two for us is Portugal and Scotland, which are both kind of in flux, although the Scottish mm-hmm. one actually is now coming to the end of that process, and that essentially means that the new licensing laws come in next month, mm-hmm. Which is a big deal for the Scottish market. It will mean that for our portfolio in Scotland, we will probably halve our portfolio. So significant, but we're still operating there, and it's still an mm-hmm. important market for us. If you're an individual business there, you could be wiped out entirely. That could be the end of your right. your journey. And so that's kind of quite frightening for some of the business owners, I guess. For us, it's just about being really aware of what's coming. We knew the Scotland thing was going to come, been spoken about for so long, and we diversified our portfolio to make sure some of our portfolio was going to qualify for license, so more commercial style mm-hmm. units that I mentioned earlier. So being aware of what's coming is really, really important, and preparing for that. In terms of the question of regulation more generally, it's inevitable in any industry, particularly a disruptive one like ours. I wouldn't, you know, I'm obviously compromised that I run a business in this space, but I do see the arguments on both sure. sides. And I think we'll just do our best to operate in the spaces where we can and where it makes sense. And unfortunately, we've got the kind of scale or size to ride out the bumps.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. I wanted to talk a little too about, so our issue four of ours, we have a magazine as well as a podcast and website and all of that. And we're focusing on the issue four on sustainability in the industry. I'm curious if you at Altito think a lot about sustainability or have built any ESG into your operations, or just curious your overall thoughts there about even just more broadly the industry's effect on a more sustainable world.
Yeah, so there's a ton to do. And we generally seem to be, like probably a lot of industries, lagging behind here. And I tried to make an impact internally about 2 years ago, and it was a bit of a false start. We tried to have a sort of appointed rep, but it didn't really get us anywhere. So we redoubled our efforts earlier this year. And again, I'll plug Enviro Rental, which is run by Bob Garner, and he's I think that's a really useful initiative, and we actually yeah. helped sponsor it to get it off the ground. So,
oh, that's great. We actually had Bob on the podcast, I think, end of last year.
Talking okay.
about that. Yeah. So,
yeah. Great. Well, as you all know, he's a fantastic guy, and his initiative is really, really useful. And I know that firsthand because we put a team together internally. We have a committee. We built at the start of the year, about five people representing our various regions. And we meet every month, and we use the roadmap, which is a free resource on the Enviro Rental website, to tackle what is a big, scary topic that, you know, seems quite overwhelming. And you just break it down. Okay, what can we do this month? And in doing so, we've started making genuine influence. So we do that internally, just as us as our company, where, you know, what energy are we using for our office spaces, for the properties that we lease, how are we getting to work, all these kind of things, how are we recycling, those basic things, and making sure we monitor that and do better. But also about how we influence our ecosystem, so our guests and our owners. And we've the guest portal I mentioned earlier, we now have an offsetting partnership on there with Ecology. So every guest, when they go through the guest portal, gets the opportunity to offset their stay. With our owners, we educate them and encourage them to switch to green tariffs on their energy. So lots and lots of little things that all build up, but it's been really, we've got still a long way to go, but it's been really encouraging to see you can make actually quite quick progress,
right?
Without having to revolutionize your whole system.
Exactly. It's being not afraid to do a small thing, even if you can't change the world, right? So it's
exactly
small stuff.
Yeah, you've got to get going and build a bit of momentum. So we're seeing that momentum internally. We've got the short stay summit next spring in London, and mm-hmm. The rumors, I'm involved in these rumors of a green conference, which we're going to have the day after. So that's a first for our industry over here, and I think that shows that we're beginning to take it seriously.
Yeah, that's great. I guess, you know, kind of wrapping up here, what do you see as the future of Altido? Is it a continued growth in Europe, or just kind of continue to plug along and get more standardized and operationally efficient? Or what's really on your outlook for the next, you know, 3 years?
The new brand is coming, which will be exciting. We'll keep Altido for a while, but eventually it will be dropped. And we will be this larger residential operator in Europe. I think we'll... No plans to get outside of Europe yet at the moment. We've got enough to be doing in the countries we're in. Yeah, I think there's particularly the size we're operating. There's, you know, we've got 450 staff. We're in all these countries. You can't control everything, and there's no doubt we can be a bit more efficient. So we will continue to push that. But there's some fun, exciting new stuff as well. I mean, one of the projects I've been working on over the last few months is our larger homes. So you may have heard of a brand that we work with called Storied. Michael Golden is one of the founders of that. He used to work at Noise Aware, and Storied works with castles essentially. And it's amazing properties in the UK at the moment, with really trying to tap into that kind of historic stay. So people who might be tracing their ancestors or just want to have experience of what it's like to stay in one of those properties.
Yeah.
And we started managing a few of those, and we're building out that portfolio. We've got about 5 or so units, but that's something a bit different. They are unique homes. I stayed in one actually this summer with a bunch of friends. It's actually very affordable as you go.
That's cool.
There was a group. Yeah. So I would highly recommend anyone who wants a Christmas, a birthday, or just to have a party. These places are really good fun, and we will be pushing them more and more.
Yeah, that's really cool. Well, I also wanted to ask you if there was, you know, a specific like rewarding aspect for you of, you know, having co-founding Altido and just kind of the way it's grown over the years. Is there anything that's been especially rewarding to you personally through this journey?
Yes. So you don't, as anyone I think who's run a business knows, you rarely have time to reflect, or you don't often. You're just sort of in it, often firefighting.
Mm-hmm.
And when you do, that's, and particularly having done it for 8 years now, which seems, you know, it sort of flies by, you look back at where you were around the kitchen table as two of you and to where you've come. And so I think that the stuff around the team and the people is inevitably some of the big stuff that stays with you. So I mentioned that Bulgarian office. We actually acquired that, and there were 10 people there. There's now 100, and we have one of the kind of the largest offices there. And so seeing that team, which has grown out of kind of nowhere, that as from a sort of business or a professional perspective, that's something I'm proud of. And then I guess more personally, I know maybe it's more of an American mindset where you go out to create a business and you're like, I'm going to create a unicorn and I'm going to do it.
Sure,
and we're British, so we don't do that. We just sort of stumble along a bit. And if we have success, we're quite quiet about it. But we never had a very clear roadmap of exactly how big or we wanted to create this business. But I think for me personally, to be, you know, still involved in running this business and leading people, and that's been a really rewarding process to sort of see that you have the confidence to do that, or you grow in confidence over that time and you learn along the way, a lot of learnings along the way. But yeah, so it's great to be where we are now, and also exciting to think in another 8 years where this business might be. Mm-hmm. You know, hopefully it's continued to grow and continues to improve and deliver for our customers. But equally, you know, one of the rules we set early doors with me and my co-founder was always to hold things lightly, because you never quite know how things will go. So even if it doesn't even exist in 8 years, it's been mm-hmm. a great ride.
Yeah. And are you still drinking apple juice and
exactly. Well, you laugh, but my aunt sent me a picture of some 2017 vintage juice, which she did drink, and she is still alive. So you can still find some of our juice. That's probably one of the last bottles left. But we don't make it anymore. We stopped doing that.
Anything else you want to share with our listeners before we say goodbye?
No, other than I know, obviously, being familiar with the VRMA for a while and used to go to the European conferences, I'm very pleased to see that you guys are coming back next year in Paris. So looking forward to seeing some of that community. I guess just as, you know, over here in Europe, a very intimate community of suppliers and providers and property managers, and I've always relished hearing other people's journeys and learning from them. So if there's anyone out there on more stateside who ever wants to chat, I'm always keen to hear stories and share ideas. So yeah, always looking to expand the network.
Cool. Well, thanks so much again, Will. It's been a pleasure having you on the podcast.